Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Today's story is about becoming a lawyer in New York. Hoy os traigo una historia sobre un examen para lograr un sueño de ser abogado en los Estados Unidos. Nuestros protagonistas, Rani y su marido Blaney, son ambos abogados de Melbourne, Australia. En este episodio, Rani nos relata sus experiencias de presentarse al New York Bar Exam, el famoso examen para ejercer como abogado en los Estados Unidos.
10, 9, 8, 7, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the New York Bar Exam. I cannot believe I'm doing this exam. I have to pass. I have to do well. 3, 2, and I thought, oh my God, this is it. 1.
In this podcast episode, Rani describes to us all the planning, hard work, and studying that it takes to become a lawyer in New York. Not only is it a difficult and long exam, but the situation was made even more complicated by the pandemic. Rani describes to us her anxiety in the days before the exam, and also in the exam room as she sits down to write her paper, alone at her computer. Her dreams of becoming a medical malpractice lawyer, una abogada de negligencias médicas, depend on her passing this exam. Let's find out what happens next. Antes de empezar, veamos algunas de las palabras y expresiones que escucharás durante la historia. Firstly, a degree. For example, ¿qué carrera estás estudiando? In English, we say, what degree are you studying? In English, we use the word degree, not career, which is a very common false friend, to refer to an academic course like a business or medical degree. For example, you can say, I am studying a law degree at university. Degree. Next, grueling. If something is very grueling, it means that it's extremely tiring or demanding. Rigoroso o agotador. In today's episode, you'll hear Rani talk about her exam being a huge and grueling process. Grueling is spelt G-R-U-E-L-L-I-N-G. Grueling. To learn by heart or learn off by heart. This expression, to learn by heart, refers to knowing something by memory without help. We can also learn by heart phone numbers or learn off by heart the lyrics to your favorite song. Learn by heart. To be buzzing. This expression, to be buzzing, is used to express how much excitement or energy you are feeling in a particular situation. We can use this expression in two ways. On one hand, we could say, I was buzzing after riding on a roller coaster, to mean I felt excited. Or on the other hand, I could say, for example, I was buzzing with excitement to know the results of my exam. To be buzzing. And finally, a glitch. A glitch refers to a small and sudden technical error. Glitches often happen while using applications on our phones or computers. For example, I'm sure many of you have experienced a glitch when talking to friends or family on a video call. A glitch.
Aprovecha al máximo este episodio visitando haceingles.com/podcast para bajarte la transcripción, la ficha de vocabulario y un test de comprensión, que por cierto, te ayudará mucho si te estás preparando para un examen oficial de inglés.
Okay, let's get into the story.
My name is Rani and I love New York. I love the liberal, unconventional culture, the fact that you can get any type of food at any time of the day, and it's just, I mean, it's this feels like the center of the world when you're in New York, and it's exciting and electric. my husband and I are both lawyers, and it's a very jurisdictional job, so it's difficult to practice law in different countries. From a professional level, because I'm a medical malpractice lawyer, New York is really the mecca for medical malpractice because they sue everybody. They obviously have a terrible healthcare system, and so from that perspective, it's great for an attorney. And so Blaney went to NYU and I went to Columbia. But unfortunately, the pandemic hit, so we had to learn online for the end of our degrees. And just when you haven't done enough studying, you have to also take the bar exam, which is a huge, grueling exam that they put you through in America. And so even though you have a law degree, you have to study 14 different law subjects off by heart. So it's all by memory. And you have an exam that spans 2 days where you have to answer hundreds of multiple choice questions, write essays and practical pieces of writing. And also usually only a third of the people who take the exam actually pass because it's that difficult.
And so begin the preparations for the bar exam. Rani and Blaney dedicate all their time to studying day and night. But things are not easy or normal in New York during the pandemic.
So I remember Blaney, my husband and I, we had to go grocery shopping one day. And we walked through Soho. And usually Soho is bustling with people, you know. During Christmas time, for instance, you couldn't move. There would be people everywhere. But I remember distinctly on this occasion, Blaney and I went to the grocery shop and we could literally hear the signs that are hanging off the traffic lights moving in the wind, making that sort of creaky sound that you only hear in horror movies. We were not only concerned about our health and about people around us and what was happening to the world, but also facing the pressure of this looming exam, which was basically going to decide whether or not we could stay in New York. So usually there's thousands of people who take the exam, and this time it was online, completely online, still over 2 days. That meant that we had to all download particular software and do a number of practice exams to make sure that that software was working. Now, in a few of my practices, or in my first practice, the camera in the software wasn't working. So in order to make sure that people don't cheat, they decided to film you while you're taking the exam. So I did the practice exams. I called the company. They re-downloaded the software on my laptop and they said, the camera's working. This will never happen again. So on the day, I felt ready to do it, but so, so anxious, so incredibly anxious. Everything felt like the whole New York experience we had and getting to this point, everything was leading up to this exam.
Okay, this is it. Rani opens her computer and launches the software to start the exam.
10, 9, 8, 7, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is it. This is the New York bar exam. I cannot believe I'm doing this exam. I have to pass. I have to do well. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And I thought, oh my God, this is it. 1. So the screen opens. I thought, I need to de-stress, just focus on the question. The first part of the exam was extremely tight for time. So literally every second counted for this essay. The software starts. And the question comes up on the screen and I was like, okay, yep, you can do this, Rani, you can do this. And then I started to type a little bit, but I noticed that the light wasn't on for the camera. And I thought, oh no, the light's not on, the camera's not on. This is how they make sure you're not cheating. I need this camera to be on, otherwise I don't know what to do. I distinctly recall thinking, I have a choice right now. I can either stop writing this essay, which I know requires every second of my time, and I can call the software company on their phone. And I know from previous experience, they take around 20 to 30 minutes to answer their phones. Or I can stay and write this essay, hoping against hope that maybe the camera's on, but it's just the light that's not working. So I made that decision to stay and to continue writing the essay because it was worth a third of my mark. I did it with half a brain thinking about the essay and half a brain thinking about, is this camera on? I was incredibly distracted. So then after I finished the first section, we had a half an hour lunch break before we had to start the next essay portion, the second essay portion. So of course I dropped everything. I ran to Blaney's room and I asked him, I said, was your camera light on during that portion? And he said, yes, it was. And my face just fell. I felt my stomach just, I had butterflies. I felt like when you're on the top of a roller coaster and you go down and your stomach drops in that moment.
Rani now has 30 minutes to solve the problem with the camera and to have lunch. It's a chaotic half an hour as Blaney feeds her sandwiches as she calls the software company.
So I was on the web chat with the exam software person and they managed to reinstall the software and they said you have to restart your computer. So I thought, great, it's going to be okay. Restarted the computer and then obviously lost the web chat with this person and then didn't know whether or not the new software had been downloaded. And so I was, again, really, really scared, freaking out. And so we looked at the clock and I realized I have 2 minutes until the next portion starts, the next essay portion starts. You're obviously not allowed to have phones during the exam. So I literally threw my iPhone into the bathroom and ran out and I started the next portion. And my light was on. Thankfully, but even though the light was on and the software was working, I was still thinking about what had happened. My brain was literally buzzing during the next section and I still couldn't calm down and I couldn't focus 100% on the next portion. So I finished the exam and Blaney came back to my room. We packed up all of our things and I felt so devastated. You know what? I have put so much work and so much time and effort, literal blood, sweat, and tears into preparing for this exam. I'm not going to let some technical glitch interfere with all of that hard work. I'm going to decide to do my best, and that's all you can do. So I did the second portion the second day, which was multiple choice. I had no technical difficulties, thankfully. And I finished the entire bar exam and I didn't know what to think after I finished. I was obviously worried about them not marking my first third because of the camera, but I was proud of myself.
Waiting to get the results of the exam is painful because Rani doesn't know exactly when she'll know if she's passed or failed. Months go by of checking her phone, and early one morning, she gets the email.
I downloaded the PDF letter and it said, "Congratulations, you have passed." And I didn't believe it. I just yelled from the bedroom because Blaney checked his results and he passed as well. And I said to him, "I think I passed, but I really need you to check if I've actually passed." And he just yelled back, "You passed." And that was so special because on that day there was a blizzard in New York. And Blaney and I, we had some red wine and we went outside in the snow and we just danced in the snow and we thought, wow, I can't believe we've done this. Just to be able to say that you've passed the New York bar exam.
Since completing her bar exam last year, Rani has since begun her new job as a medical malpractice lawyer in New York. Outside of work, Rani enjoys cooking, taking care of foster cats, gatos de acogida, and exploring the city on foot during her morning runs. We wish Rani and Blaney all the best in this next chapter of their careers as lawyers in New York City. Thank you for being here and listening to this story about becoming a lawyer in New York. Si te gusta este podcast, suscríbete. Y si quieres decirnos qué te ha parecido esta historia, déjanos un comentario siguiendo el link en la descripción del episodio. Okay, that's all for today. Until next time, we hope you have a good time, or at least, a good story to tell.